You are standing on time. How does it feel? Look down at the silver line beneath your feet. Time is passing everywhere. Yet here you are in this moment, standing still as the world moves around you. Where you are, right now, standing on this line, it's one time. Maybe it's 2:04 in the afternoon, or 9:22 in the morning. But in other parts of the world, the time is different. How can that be? And what does this line have to do with it? This line you're standing on is called the Prime Meridian. Meridian from the Latin merides, meaning midday, the exact middle point between sunrise and sunset. It's strange to think of it, but in 1884, a group of countries gathered to discuss how time should be calculated around the world. Before this, it was quite often the case that different places would decide what the time was based on the position of the sun during the day. This made things very complicated, particularly if you wanted to travel. Hence the need for a standardized system of time across the world. Although in certain places like China, time zones are not calibrated to international time zone rules. Despite China's size, it has the same time zone right across the country. For various reasons, these countries decided that Greenwich in South London should be the place where all other times in the world should be calculated from. It might help to imagine Greenwich as at the centre of a line, the meridian line, running from north to south through the globe. All other places in the world will have their times calculated on their distance from that line. The time zones are figured out by measuring how far east or west they are in degrees from this line. So, here you are, standing on the beginning of time. What do you do now? Maybe you could think about all the people that have stood on this timeline before you, and all those who will stand on it after you. Maybe you can think about Michael, a man who in 2021 rode his bike all the way down the Meridian Line, from Louth to Greenwich to raise money for a cancer charity. Or maybe you could think about the early 20th century French philosopher Henri Bergson, who said time is an invention and nothing else. Maybe you could think about the ways that time is made from straight lines, also the ways that it isn't. Maybe you'll look now at your watch and you'll realise you're late, or early, or right on time. Maybe you'll stay right here, on this meridian, on this 0 degree and wonder for a while. Where does time come from? And where does it go?
That was Timelines, written by Ruth Charnock and performed by Maisie Shipley. This piece is a part of Audio Tales, a project commissioned by Magna Vitae and supported using public funding by the National Lottery through Arts Council England. Thank you very much for listening, and if you enjoyed this piece, we encourage you to seek out and engage with the others.